Yes. I fed the fish and did the laundry and watered your garden and took out the trash. You can stop calling to ask every day, Mom. Just focus on work. I told you, I'm taking care of everything over here. Don't worry about me, okay? Oh, he's probably walking home from school right now. I'm just cooking dinner for us, so it'll be ready once he gets back. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. He's behaving just fine. I'm making sure he's going to bed on time, doing his homework, and I'm keeping a close eye on the junk food in the cupboard. You never know, he's pretty sneaky. Oh. I'm not sure what we're doing tonight. I'm thinking about it right now. I'll probably come up with something. He deserves to have a little fun after all the hard work he's been doing. Yeah. You know, he's been keeping his grades really good. All right. I'll tell him you're happy to hear that. And to keep up the good work. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. But seriously, Mom, you should sleep now. Isn't it like midnight over there right now? Yeah. Don't worry about us. I've got everything handled. I'll talk to you again tomorrow, okay? Okay. Good luck at that presentation tomorrow. Good night. Love you. Oh, I hope he likes this new recipe. I picked it out just for him. Oh, it definitely seems like something he would like. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on his face when he tastes it. I love making food for him. It just makes me so happy seeing him smile at the things I make. Oh, I love making food for him. It just makes me so happy. A lot of my friends tell me that they don't get along with their little siblings and that they would hate taking care of them. But I just don't get it. I mean, obviously their siblings are different from mine. But I've always loved being kind of like his second mom. Then again, it's not like our parents can do much with both of them being busy all the time. They're out for business trips so often that we've basically spent half our lives without them. I guess that just naturally pushed us together. We kind of had to raise ourselves. Of course, Mom and Dad expected me to take care of the house and keep him in line as the older sibling. But I was ready to do that anyways. I feel like it really built my character and made me realize that I just love taking care of people. Oh, but then again, I guess I could have just and ended up with a little brother who's actually sweet and isn't super annoying. Thank God for that. I might have turned into a literal supervillain if I had to take care of a little brother like that all the time. I wonder what else we can do tonight besides dinner. It is a Friday. So, I feel like we should do something. a movie, maybe? No, he'll probably get tired from a long week at school, so he'll probably just want to stay home. We could play video games together. Ooh. Oh, and I can make us some snacks too. Some healthy ones. And maybe some unhealthy ones too. Oh, come on, it's a Friday night. We can let loose a little. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. Oh, that must be him. Hey, little brother, how was school? Yeah, I know. Things get tough around this time of the year. But you'll get through it, I promise. Besides, I'm always here to help you if you need me. Don't forget your big sister is a former valedictorian. I know all about the school and how to get through it. So, don't hesitate to ask me if you need any advice. Anyways, forget all about that. The week is done. So, I thought we could have a little fun night together. Just to hopefully turn that frown upside down. Look, I made this new recipe that I think you'll really like. Here, I'll grab you a spoonful. Here we go. Have a taste. Good. Really? Yay. I knew you would love it as soon as I saw the recipe. Are you hungry for more? I can fix you a plate if you are. Okay, just sit down. Alright then. Go ahead and sit down at the counter. So, what did you learn about today? Oh, biology, huh? Interesting. Do you know the anagram for the evolutionary tree? Really, you don't? It's easy. Do kings play chess on fuzzy green squares? No, silly. That wasn't the question. It's the anagram. The first letter of each word corresponds to a letter of the evolutionary tree. It goes domain, kingdom, phylum, order, family, genus, and species. Do kings play chess on fuzzy green squares? See? It's so much easier to remember it that way. Remember, that one for your next test. It comes in handy, trust me. I've been through it all. I had a lot of fun in biology. I mean, some of it was kind of boring, sure. But you should come to expect that from most classes. I just thought it was really interesting, though. Oh. And the lab experiments were always really fun. If a little bit gross sometimes. Have you had to dissect anything yet? Oh, lucky you. But I bet you will later down the line. Don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds, really. You'll probably be better with it than me, because you know how squeamish I am. Well, I hope you enjoy it regardless. Oh, I know. You're not enjoying it right now. But trust me, someday you're gonna look back on it and think of it as the good times. When things were simpler and you had less to worry about. That's how I feel about it, at least. I mean, I'm human too. I don't like being cooped up in a classroom for several hours a day, but at the same time, if you just think about that all the time, you'll miss a lot of what makes school actually fun. The kind of things you're gonna miss later down the line. Oh, the way I think about it is, you may not like school like you like the things you enjoy, video games for example, but the fact of the matter is that school is gonna be a part of your life, whether you want it to be or not. Because of that, it's easier to stop worrying so much about it and just have fun. Make the most of it while you still have it, right? I guess that's sort of what I've learned over the course of my life. That there are a lot of things you can't change and that can't be helped. But there's no real use in wasting energy wishing things were different when they can't be. If it can't be helped, then just let it go. Or find the silver lining. I know it may not seem like it, but everything has one. Like, you may not like school, but you do like taking walks. Don't you? Right. Because you like to listen to music when you walk. That's something. Without school, you wouldn't have a place to walk to whilst you listen to music. It's not huge, but it's something. Life is all about the little things. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You'll have big things in your life that will make you happy, sure. Like your super awesome big sister, for example. But what makes life really special is noticing the little things. Because they're everywhere. All you have to do is look for them, and you'll see. Oh, sorry, I forgot. I was about to fix us a couple of plates. Well, I'm actually really starving right now. Talking uses up so much energy. Alright. Here's yours. And here's mine. Bon appetit. It is good. I'll have to make this again sometime. It's such a good thing that you and I have similar tastes when it comes to food. Otherwise, we might be fighting all the time over what to have for dinner. Yeah, you're right. We have similar tastes for more than just food. Movies, music, video games, a lot of things. My siblings are like polar opposites, but we just got lucky somehow. Oh, I'm really lucky to have you. Oh, you're the coolest, best little brother I could ever ask for. And I love you so much. I really do. From the bottom of my heart. And you're so cute. Oh, stop. You're gonna make your big sister blush. Shut up. Okay. Okay, sorry. But I know you don't like getting all sappy like that. I won't make you. Well, for now. Hey, speaking of video games though, wanna play some Smash Bros after dinner? What do you mean you're gonna kick my butt? Oh, really? I'm gonna make you eat those words. Just you wait, mister.